Grand Hotel. Following the development of the railway in 1845, visitors began to arrive in Scarborough in far greater numbers. Looking to profit from this increased tourism, a group of Yorkshire businessmen bought a site on St Nicholas Cliff and appointed the architect, Cuthbert Brodrick, who had designed Leeds Town Hall, to design a magnificent hotel, initially known as the Cliff Hotel. It's said that the original design was symbolic, with four towers, 12 floors, 52 chimneys and 365 rooms, representing the seasons, months, weeks and days of the year, although the finished build did not fully conform to this. It was sold unfinished in 1865 for £100,000, a significant loss to the sellers. The new owners, Grand Hotel Limited, spent the next 2 years completing it. It used 6 million bricks, 40,000 cubic feet of stone, and the public area was carpeted with 11.5 miles of carpet. The magnificent exterior of the hotel was matched by a luxurious interior with an imposing main staircase, a half-moon-shaped ballroom and the dining room. On the first floor, guests would find the exquisitely decorated drawing room. Rooms were appointed with huge bathrooms to provide its wealthy clientele with space for one or two servants to help with dressing them, and guests could choose to fill their bath with fresh or seawater, this being drawn directly from the sea by a pipeline. During the First World War, the Grand Hotel sustained some damage during the German Navy bombardment, although happily no one was injured. By 1930, inflation had begun to affect the economy, and prices at the hotel had risen to 12 and 6, 62p, for a single room per night, but the Grand Hotel continued to be the place to stay in Scarborough. Winston Churchill stayed at the hotel several times and had a particular fondness for room 140. When World War II began in 1939, the hotel was requisitioned by the RAF to house trainees. And during this time, parts of the interior were badly damaged, so that £100,000 had to be spent on refurbishment before the hotel reopened in 1947. By the 1970s, cheap package holidays had lured increasing numbers of people away from the traditional British seaside resort, and there was concern that the Grand Hotel may be converted into holiday flats. In fact, it was purchased by Butlins in 1979, attracting fresh customers and an investment of £2.5 million in refurbishments.